Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Occasionally, I get into my own conversations over the value of movie reviewers, particularly their personal opinions. Of course, all reviews are personal opinions, though you wouldn't know it sometimes. On movie posters, say, wonderful, genius, the world's greatest may look promising until you read who purportedly said it, often nobody you've ever heard of.
On Halloween night, 1977... America gathered around for a live TV event that shocked a nation. What happened was real.
That's not the case with a horror film called Late Night with the Devil, which was launched at various festival midnight screenings and received rave reviews from the very well-known novelist Stephen King and B-movie director Kevin Smith. They loved it to death, apparently.
You're meddling with things you don't understand.
Whoa! Now, as you know, here on Night Owls, we think it's very important to keep an open mind.
Well, obviously, I can't argue with that, even if I'm personally not a big fan of either King or Smith. Unlike the target audience for something called Late Night with the Devil, of course.
We are back in 5, 4.
Now, here's Mr. Midnight, Jack Darrow!
Star of Late Night is an unfamiliar name, David Dasmalchian, but a very familiar face. He's that creepy guy in films like The Dark Knight, The Suicide Squad, and Dune. This is his first starring role, playing a non-creepy guy for a change. TV host Jack Delroy.
Oh, good evening, Night Owls, and thank you for allowing me into your living rooms once again. Night Owls, we've got a heck of a show in store for you tonight, and I'm very excited for you to see it all unfold before your very eyes. I really hope you love it.
The film takes place in 1970s America, when television's top-rating shows were late-night talk shows. Comedian Johnny Carson established the blueprint, a bit of stand-up, a few sketches, music, undemanding interviews with celebrities and newsmakers. All the other channels tried and failed to match Carson.
Trying to host a national syndicated talk show.
And I'm trying to help you keep it on the air.
Jack Delroy is the perpetual runner-up on station UBC, and he and his producer Leo are coming to the end of the road. Unless they can pull something out of the hat, their midnight show will be cancelled.
We all know how important it is to keep our sponsors and affiliates happy, but in my humble opinion, there is only one person who really matters in this whole darn crazy business. And that is you, our viewer.
So they come up with something sensational for Halloween night 1977. The show will be stacked with the paranormal, a fork-bending medium, a professional skeptic, and the author of a bestseller called Conversation with the Devil, and her subject, a young girl called Lily.
Please welcome Dr. June Ross Mitchell and Lily, the young subject of the book, Conversations with the Devil.
I really don't think it's a good idea, Jack. She's becoming more unpredictable.
That's a good thing. That's why we still do live TV.
And the climax of Late Night with Jack Elroy will be, apparently, an interview with Mr. Scratch himself via Lily. Before that happens, we've already been softened up with the sort of thing Stephen King and Kevin Smith throw into their own genre pictures.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned for a live television first as we attempt to commune with the devil.
We learn that Jack's wife, Madeline, recently died. Is there anybody there, we wonder? We discover that Jack himself is a member of a secret organisation for business, church and media figures, an organisation that regularly holds midnight meetings at an ancient Native American burial ground. But you knew I was going to say that, didn't you?
Lily, can you hear me?
Good to see you again, Jack.
Lily, return to me.
Late Night with the Devil was written and directed by a couple of brothers from Australia. In fact, they couldn't have more Australian names, Cameron and Colin Cairns. And they've thrown everything but the kitchen sink at the film to, as I say, highly satisfactory reactions.
How could you let it happen, Jack? How could you let it happen?
Please be warned, anyone with young children in the room.
Go to commercial.
You're about to see.
You okay, Jack?
It's profoundly disturbing and shocking.
Apart from David Dastmalchian, there are no names to speak of in the film, but the cast certainly give it heaps, particularly young Australian actress Ingrid Torelli as the unnerving Lily, who devours the scenery, possibly literally, by the end.
You get out there, Mr. Midnight, and you knock him dead.
I'd recommend seeing the film in a crowded cinema, possibly at midnight. It's a film that definitely won't work nearly as well on your laptop. I suspect when Stephen King and Kevin Smith saw it, the clunkier lines were drowned out by panicky screaming by their neighbours, which is how a film called Late Night with the Devil should be, of course.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.